Welcome back to the Crooked Spine Show. Today's talk with high school students about becoming healthcare professionals who have traveled from different schools to attend an evening class at Upland High School because they're serious about their future profession. I talked about what it takes to get there and stay there and give them the shortcuts to becoming a healthcare professional based on what I've experienced as a student, now as a professional for about 16 years in my field. Talk about being liked or non-liked by your friends, and also the benefits of reputation and character. Also, how self-talk works to help or hurt your mindset. Also, experience through internships, volunteering, how it can help you long-term and short-term understand if this profession is for you or not. Also, why you need to relax and how. The most important part is here, because when you're relaxed, your brain works better. You learn more information properly. It will understand what you're going through and how to apply your information, so getting through school becomes easier. Becoming a health professional with students and also patients becomes easier too. Also, how to stay excited about when you're in a profession. At that point, you maintain that passion and don't burn out. All right, so go to the talk. At that point, go to the show notes too if you want to go to the highlights. At that point, the highlights will also have the full video if you want to watch the video instead. If not, enjoy this podcast and we'll see you afterwards.
I don't think anybody from Chino Hills, but I have Claremont, I have Upland, am I missing anybody?
Chino, Alcalana, and Chase. Why would they come here after school, though?
Overachievers.
There we go.
Big
there
we go.
You heard
me. Oh, it's okay.
A lot of it is what I do is help you understand how to avoid wasting time by trying to figure it out yourself. There's a rule called don't reinvent the wheel. Make sure you don't do that. You're good right there, it's fine. You can figure that out. You have good vision, right? You good? Mm-hmm. Again, Dr. Tony, I'm an officer with foothill nuclear over here. I've been in practice about 16 years. I'm coming here for Murray, how long?
At least five or 50 years,
I'm not sure. Okay. Enough to realize what you guys need, and I know some people already from before too. A lot of it is, you have to work hard now. Okay, nothing's gonna be given to you. Who doesn't have straight A's right now? I didn't, okay? I didn't. And a lot of it is, that's okay, but can you figure out what you're not getting, how you're not learning the material, because it's not the material itself, it's how you learn. Once you get to a college level, I don't care if it's at a community college, if it's at a four-year college, a private school, public school, whatever it is, it goes by a lot faster. Anyone else, anyone here play softball or baseball before? Anytime in your life, ever? Okay? When you start out, what happens? You start out with sometimes just a ball on a tee. The ball does not move. Okay, you have to hit the ball with your bat. That point, things should be easy, right? When you're young, it takes time to learn that. Then it gets faster, where a parent might throw a ball out at you to hit the ball as it lobs over the plate. Over time, if you play baseball or softball, it gets faster and faster and faster. That's going from high school to college. And if you want to go to college afterwards, too, that's fine. But you have to be able to handle that pace by learning material quickly, be able to apply it, and move on, next class. I just saw a guy, not the guy that was injured bad, but the other guy, he's going to high dental school. It's fast pace. There's no stop. You either pass your class or you don't. Move on, next person. So realize you have to be able to pick up equipment quickly, pick up studying quickly, and learn the material. At that point, you may have four or five classes that are hard classes in one day. Study for those classes and then do it again the next day. So be able to learn material quickly is going to be your key. Okay. Another thing is too, how many people here realize the rule of, you have six degrees of separation. You know what that rule is? Whoever you hang out with, within 6 months you'll have the same grades, the same habits, the same personality, the same attitude. If you hang out with loser people, what happens? I don't work here, so I can say that. At that point, you become a loser. That don't want to go to school or study, you're going to hang the same type of people. Okay, so realize, be careful who you hang out with and who you connect with. I put my Instagram on it because that's why I do a lot of my videos on there, a lot of what I do. That's what it is. Another thing too, as I give my short version of my speech, is there's two things. Reputation, what's the other thing called? Reputation and character? What's character? Why do you define that? Who wants to raise their hand like you're in a classroom? What's character? Yes?
So when I was watching the video...
Good, that's how we learn, right?
I watch a lot of like...
If you learn that way, you learn that way.
Okay, perfect. so I'm watching the video and it's basically that character is the ability to carry out a resolution long after like the excitement of the moment has passed.
Yes.
So basically like in the moment you can always say like, in the moment you can have a certain feeling and then oh maybe this way mm-hmm. and like all this stuff, but once that moment is passed with like all those type of feelings like that you're having, that moment is gone.
Perfect.
It's your ability of like being able to carry that out throughout the rest of
it. That's exactly it. So when you're telling somebody, hey, I'm gonna do great this semester, I'm gonna do great this quarter, I'm gonna do great this school year, I'm gonna work my tail off, I'm gonna do very well, and all of a sudden, it's Friday night before test, you're like, I'm not gonna study. I'll be fine. So behind closed doors, right, with someone, no one's watching, you're gonna go, maybe I'll slack. No one's seeing me, so I'm gonna slack a little bit. Character exactly that. When no one's watching, no one's paying attention to you, are you still doing the work? Even though no one's watching. What do you think reputation is then? What's reputation? Didn't watch a video on that? I did, myself. And that's the thing too, taking a step away from reputation. How you learn is up to you. There's about four different ways, maybe five different ways to learn. One is auditory, so watching. So listening to, for example, the radio, or a talk, or an audio book. Do you guys know what audiobooks are?
Yes.
Good, we're not that old, perfect, good. Okay? So that watching a video is both auditory and visual. Okay? Some people like to go by emotional too. How things sound, how things act out that way also. Some people, not in a way to learn, but a way sensation, touch. Okay? Applying things. If you're working with the mannequins back there, how you apply it, how you actually work and take blood pressure is a way to learn too. Okay? Other things you can do. But how you learn is up to you. But making sure you expose yourself to everything, that point, whatever works for you, use that. I write things down still. That's how I remember things. Okay, because I'm old. And guess what I do? People now, what they do, they type things in, even with their fingers. At that point, that's how they learn. Whatever works for you, do it your way. There's no right way. This is how you learn. So the goal is what? You come out when you take the test, you pass the test. Well, you learn the material well, just pass the test. Okay? Any questions about that? So with my patients, for example, I'll talk to them about their problem. I'll show them pictures on the wall, what normal is, what abnormal is. I'll take their x-rays and walk them through, and I'll take the x-ray. Oh, this is where it is. And I'll walk down my finger where the other problem is. So they follow my finger where I'm going. Okay? Give something to read too. So if they're audio or visual, they'll read and see it too. Have them watch a video too. Same thing. How do you learn? It's up to you. I'll give them all the choices they learn that way. Back to reputation again, going back to that. Reputation is what people think of you. Is that important? Why? Who cares, right? Kidding. Okay. This here, as some people are on, was it Snapbook? Is that a thing called?
Snapchat, sorry.
Is that stuff is where people find your reputation. Good or bad. Okay. Does that follow you down the line when you apply for a job?
Yes.
Yes, right? Okay. So even though you are teenagers, yes, you are. I have a daughter, teenager daughters, and other kids too. You guys, be careful what you put out there. Your jobs will always find out. They have people in their jobs, especially big jobs, big hospitals, they have people to go underneath what you've erased to find everything. It's like Big Brother or something like that, or FBI or CIA or something. You know? So just be careful. And again, it's reputation is, be careful of what you say about other, not only yourself, but other people too. Okay. When you have, I don't know how people do this, they waste time putting negative comments on people's Facebook, Instabook, whatever it's called, all the time, because they feel a reason. But that's, when you talk bad about someone, that's a reflection of you, not them. Your reaction to something is more important than the event itself sometimes. How you react to that. Any questions about that? See, my talk is not about school. My talk is about what you need up here to get through school. If you don't have a positive attitude about, I'm going to do well in this class, or what can I do well in this class, that's not your thought process. how to wear wellness hats in this class. If that's a positive outlook and what happened, that gets your mind to figure out a way to do it. If you go, man, I'm not gonna do well. It's gonna be tough this year. This class is gonna be, I'm gonna get overwhelmed. I can't make it tonight. If that's something else going on, just too much work. That finds ways to do that too. Whatever you tell yourself will be exactly how your advisor will respond to that. It will find a way to go or not go to class, to make it tonight. Because you're here for a reason, right? You guys want to do extra work. That's what you have to do. You have to get to the next level. By just by showing up tonight, and routinely, obviously, not just one time, hopefully, because I'm here, okay? Because it gets the work ethic in your brain and in your body to make sure you go every time. You're forming habits neurologically to where you're about 21 years old, to where if you set your work ethic up to that point. So by showing up things like this, extra stuff, your body might be tired, might be hungry, whatever it is too, you're learning how to have better work ethic. So that's why like kids that do extra work, because that motivates me, and these are kids who want to be here. They do internships too. We have internships that I work with Upland here too, that have interns in my office, allows them to come in and volunteer and see. They're going to pay for that. It's extra work to get the experience, see what's going on. How do people do volunteer work now in the healthcare field or something else? Anybody? Good. What do you do?
Oh, it's the internship for this class.
Oh, good. What do you do?
I do medical assisting. So basically, I do everything in the office. So I go from billing to front office, medical records to...
When is that? During school or is that different times?
It's Tuesday through Friday, so it's after school.
Good. Yeah. So you're taking that at your own time then too. Is that beneficial?
It is, yeah.
Why?
Because I actually get the experience of what it's like actually working in a doctor's office. Mm-hmm. Like, I know a lot of people think, like, once you see it, you're like, oh, it doesn't look that bad. But once you get the actual experience, you're like, okay, this is a lot of work.
What's different looking at it versus doing it?
Honestly, I feel like just getting that, like, just when it hits you, it kind of, like, changes, like, your whole perspective on things and, like, actually, like, putting more effort into, like, what you want to do.
And are there people doing it to you right now or just by yourself?
Oh,
okay. And if we do it long enough too, what happens is that's the only one. And when doing that too, do you feel like you had to learn how to go to a faster pace?
Yeah, it goes quicker. Yeah.
Is it going from learning about it to doing it that makes you go, that's the big jump for you?
Mm-hmm.
Huge. If you're not getting experience now as a volunteer and or finding a mentorship too, you're missing out. Right now, how many people here pay your own rent? Pay your own phone bill? Anybody? Good. Good for you. Okay. Pay your own utilities at your house. Pay for like food, water, gas, things like that. Oh, I pay for that for everything. Pay some of it, right? But if you don't pay for all of it, your time right now is time to do the volunteer work. Your own expenses on the financial end, spend time going out there and going volunteer whatever you want to volunteer. I had an intern, her name was Sam a couple years ago. She had done enough volunteer work about, I think, 3 or 4 years ago, Samantha? Mm-hmm. Where she'd done enough volunteer work where she'd actually did my office, another office too, somewhere else, where she went to APU, not for their 4-year program, but as the nursing program. She skipped 2 years because of that. 2 years, right? Mm-hmm. Because she had good grades, AP class, and then not volunteer work. Volunteer work was the key to get her to the next level. They saw she was ready for it. She had the experience. The fast pace of being in an office, she can handle that load. When you have the experience, I don't care where it is, allows you to actually get that benefit of knowing how fast paced it is, what to look for. Why do you think medical students have to do residency? Experience. In the field, what they're doing. They're going to get hammered by the main doctor. They're going to get this negative reinforcement all day long because you have to learn how to do it on the fly. Get experience that happens goes from unconscious, where you can see, do, and you're thinking about it, to unconscious happens automatically. I address about 56 people a day, every day. It's automatic. I walk in the door, I know the person's name, their history, what's going on in their life, what their problem is, where it was yesterday, where it was today. It's because I've done it long enough. By doing experience, you gain the art of what you want to do. Art takes time, to refine and learn. Okay, it's not a one-time thing. You don't read in a book, you don't see in a video. You have to do it, you have to be there. So you have not only the physical ability of doing it and the fast-pacedness, but also mental response time to happen quicker and quicker and quicker. Has to be that way. There's no other way to do it. Okay? Any questions about that? So you should volunteer. You should find mentorships. If you don't have one now, even if the internship is good here, can you go outside of here and expand, especially in summer, when you guys are not in school, to do more and more and more? You've been so far this week. I love volunteers. Why don't I like volunteers? I have to pay them. It's great. I love it. But for me, in my office, they shadow me. They see the doctor-patient relationship. They see what I do with my patients. They do other stuff around the office. They do work with the patient with modalities, with therapies, too. They're busy in there. When I'm busy, they're moving. Sometimes they'll say, take a water break. There's no water breaks. Keep moving. But it takes time to learn that fast patience. In the first, usually the first 2 weeks or so, they're very quiet. Like you guys are probably too, okay, I'll stay here and just hang out. As you get more confidence, in especially new environment, they start talking more. One girl was up, I forgot, Darlene, a couple years ago. She came in the first couple days, she started crying. I'm like, what are you crying about? What are you crying about? Because she was really nervous. She wanted a mistake. Like, this is called a practice for a reason. We make mistakes. But how do you fix it doesn't happen again? By the time she was left, she did a video how the office runs. Crazy.
A great one, actually.
She went to the 180. Went from a quiet, emotionally just sometimes a wreck, to like just wouldn't stop talking. And want to do more videos. And she was really, the goal with internships is giving you the confidence and self-esteem that you can handle the workload. You guys can potentially now. When you get in the field, then you actually, I can handle it. And then learning becomes easier. You learn a lot faster when you're not nervous, right? Okay? When you're not nervous, your body actually absorbs more material long term, not just short term, to spit it out right away. Any questions about that? How do you relax? Why, bless you.
Bless you.
That was nice to see. That was pretty cute. When you relax well, you retain a lot more information in your brain, you get more rest, obviously. You can work harder when you have to work. Okay? And that's up to you. I'm not going to give you the formula how to relax, but listen to music. Do you exercise? Do you play music? Do you go for walks? Wherever it is, when your body is under stress, you can't learn the information properly. It makes it very difficult. Okay? You need top nutrition, obviously, so you can't eat Twinkies every day. You got to figure out what you can do. Do you eat Twinkies every day? You looked up.
Oh, no.
I want to make sure you look like you. Like I was calling you on your Twinkies. Sorry. But how do you make sure your body's, because right now this is your T-ball on a T plane right now. This is easy for you. When you get to the higher levels, it gets faster, like I said, faster and faster. Find ways now to make your body relax when you do learn, that point you're ready for. What is success? What's a good definition of success? Very simple definition. Success equals preparation plus opportunity. Prepared for the next level now, what to expect by getting the experience, helping yourself out that way, and learning how to relax, and learning how you learn makes your life a lot easier. Once things start spinning faster and faster and faster, it's hard to gain that underneath knowledge so you can learn that faster as things pick up. Any questions so far? Marie, any questions at all? How do you normally, watch this. Actually film them if you want, if that's okay. How do you normally sit in a chair? Didn't work. When you sit in a chair, again, this is a way to relax without causing tension in your body. Sit in a chair. Sit. Okay. With your feet underneath you, your body stays up here. This allows, good job, camera lady. This allows your back to stay upright. Your feet underneath allows your hips to relax. There's no tension in your hips, no tension in your back. And your back's here versus here, even though it feels good, it makes where you can't breathe. Exactly, good breath over there. If your body's here, you've lowered your resting breathing, so less oxygen through your lungs. What happens to your brain?
You get tired. Yeah,
exactly, you get tired. So by leaning back more, even if you don't lean back, I'm okay back here too a little bit, keeping your body upright, the muscles stay relaxed, under tension a little bit, but your body stays up so your lungs stay open so you can breathe more. And look straight at the picture, or me, obviously, because I'm here, versus here, like, Another one, another boring guy. All right? So at that point, your body stays upright. And with your feet underneath, if you can, I can't because it's a little low here, is where it allows your hips to relax even more as your feet come underneath. Oh, look at that, feel so relaxed, take a nap right now. Any questions about that? Okay, how you stand also, I see a lot of this with my interns, especially, I have interns come in from Claremont Graduate School, come in and they're beat up. They've gone and graduated at Claremont, now they're doing 2 more years to get into graduate school or med school, one's going to Stanford, one's going to Yale, to where they're like, but their body's like, they're like, ugh. Because they've sat in a classroom for all day, their whole like last 6 years or so. So if you're gonna stand up and standing, go against the wall. This isn't as flat as it like to be, flat against the wall, heels, hips, shoulder, and head, so your body's up here. Okay? That allows your body to relax here versus here. And when you walk, instead of being here, keep your body up and weight on your heels, so your body stays up here. Okay? At that point we're doing this, not doing this. Like a cave person. Arms coming forward. Yes.
I have really bad postures.
Sorry about that.
I don't know if it's because of my surgery or like because of the back problems I have.
Surgery.
Scoliosis.
Okay.
I cannot like train my body or like my mind to like it. Like yeah, I have such a hard time like.
Where's the surgery? That's okay. Talk about it.
Yeah. Where?
Yeah, where?
I don't know. It starts like a little.
More lower neck. Okay.
Yeah.
How far down does it go?
A little bit more lower.
So maybe right here?
A little bit more. Yeah, there.
Good. So there's no surgery here, correct?
No.
Good. So come up front if you want. You might come up?
Oh my gosh.
Look at this. Like a comedy show or something. So grab a seat. Now, where does your upper body feel comfortable?
Hardly.
Okay. So now scoot forward. And then bring your feet behind you. So more on the side, back, just go here. Right there. Does that feel okay? Can you, without leaning this back, can you lean your body, move your, there we go, like that. So your back goes forward more. Does that feel comfortable? But I want you to focus on, okay, where does my upper back feel comfortable? How far can I go back? And then from there, can I move my body forward, my hips forward, so my body can maintain this posture instead of where I'm used to here? Because you have three parts of your spine. You have your neck, mid back, and low back. If you can move two of them, the head coming backwards first, the lower back coming backwards also, that'll help that lower back, that'll help that mid back take the pressure off of there. Okay, stand up for me too. Stay right there, facing me. Sit right there, don't move. Here, so now put the weight on your heels. Good, right there. Don't fall, because I'll catch you. But you want to put the weight in the heels. At that point, the weight in the heels allows your back to work more to hold your body up. Okay? Hands. Bring your hands out this way. When you're in this consciously right now, just keep the shoulders open here relative to being forward here. Head. Bring it back this way. There we go. Feels real weird, right?
Yeah.
Good. When you're doing it at home, because it's weird in public because people are watching right now, at that point, it keeps your head back. So when your head's back, allows your upper back to slowly sit upright versus being here. You have to constantly work these back muscles to get them stronger by walking and moving more. Okay? When you're walking, stay back here on your heels. Keep your hands turned out good. Keep the head back where it feels a little tight. Alright? Does that feel great?
Yeah.
Okay, grab a seat. Good job. We want our body to be in normal position. We talked about exercise and stretching for one, too. When you move your joints, this is the important part. So listen to this part, too. Have you guys taken neurology or biochemistry?
Chemistry.
Okay. How about, that'd be part of chemistry, I think, hormonal balances, too. A lot of it is when you move a joint in your body, elbow, wrist, spine, wherever you want to talk about it, at that point, it makes your body produce more serotonin and endorphins. You know what endorphins and serotonin is?
Mm-hmm.
Happiness, right? Okay. Relaxed and happy. The hormones, where do the hormones go? Just to your joints or where else do they go? Everything in your body. Everywhere. To your brain, to your muscles, to your joints, to your organs, everything. When it does that, allows things to feel, the whole body to relax. So even though you feel happy, your lungs relax, your heart relaxes, your muscles relax too, okay? When your body stays tight, where the joints don't move enough, maybe your spine, if you have scoliosis, other areas too, that keeps your body the opposite, cause more cortisol, catecholamines. Those are your stress hormones. So by moving, by getting your body to relax, boosts more serotonin, more endorphins, helps fight off the cortisol, catecholamines. By having good posture when you're sitting or standing, same thing, joints stay relaxed and open, moving, not stuck with it and cause things to stress itself out. So I always push with students, watch your posture. Work out enough to make your body stay straight. I work with scoliosis from a patient right now too. He's gone from an introvert, very weak and tight and sore, to more of a move. He wants to run track now. Because he's recovered so quickly. And his attitude, I was listening to him and his mom on one of our track tables in the back, more relaxed tables, and he was saying how he wanted to buy these shoes and this shoes. He never did that 2 months ago. When you relax, everything opens up to where you feel more confident and more self-esteem. At that point, things look and perceive easier, so they get easier. But it takes time of forming a habit. How long does it take to form a habit?
7 days. No. 21 days.
About 21 days. And everyone's different. Right? We're not the same. It may take someone 2-3 weeks. It may take someone 6 weeks. I give people about 2 months usually, minimum. But the change for me is going to be when you do it unconsciously. When you see the results. The results may take 2 months. Everyone's body's different, right? By doing them enough, so you see the results long-term, not just short-term. Where you do them enough to where it becomes an unconscious habit of stretching, sitting upright, for 1, 2. Looking at your body, okay, what am I doing now? What else can I do? If I have school till here, and I don't have Marie's, beside this class afterwards, what can I do at home to stretch, strengthen, maybe go for a walk? My body physically active and moving, okay? Who wants to become a veterinarian? Good. Do you watch videos now about veterinary school? Or become a veterinary? What do you watch?
I don't watch them as much as I used to, but I forget what there was one that I watched on Animal Planet, but I forget what it's called.
Yeah, but it's something where you watch because you want to get in the field, right? Mm-hmm. Why is that important? It's good, but why is that important?
I'm still learning. I can still learn from it.
Yes. People realize in your free time, if you can watch something you're interested in, it keeps the passion going. Motivates you to stay in that field. You've seen the end result of helping an animal. That's what it is. At that point, you know, okay, this is my end result. It's going to take time to get there, but I know I want that. Again, if you don't volunteer or look at things like that, get experience that way, we're missing out because we're doing it for just to get through school. Without that end result you want to get into, again, but back to mentoring or volunteering, you're not going to be able to have enough. You're going to have enough passion, but not going to really know until you actually get in that field. I went to chiropractic school with about probably 500 kids in my class. Okay? Half of them graduated. School's hard, it's not easy to pass the boards, everything. That's expected. The thing is, I was surprised though, 5 years after you have your license, right? I have my full license after school. You have your board certified, you take about 4 state boards, 10 semesters of school, so you pass, you get a state license, pass the state ethics class too, so you become state licensed chiropractor. I'm also a state licensed x-ray tech too, okay? Part of it is 5 years later, half my classmates are doing something else, they quit chiropractic. That's what I think that is. They didn't have the passion for it. They didn't get through the hard times of running a business and being a chiropractor, where sometimes you're not gonna make a lot of money, sometimes you're gonna be negative in the money. That's when you have to get through that because you like what you do. I come here because I want to give you guys certain little things to start doing and thinking of and forming habits of, so you realize what you're doing when you're in classrooms, studying, and when you're on your off time is just as important. What else can I do to learn my field, what I get into? You may not like it. It may not be a thing for you. When you learn the back end. When you look at a school, say a veterinarian school, and you go to a school, go to their website, talk to the teachers, talk to the administration, they're going to give you the good stuff or the bad stuff. Think of, like, this is the best place ever, it's going to be easy, come to our school. They're profit schools. They want you in the door versus someone else. But I would talk to someone in that field, the veterinarian, for example, who's been around for a while, you know Mrs. Stiles? She's off the Baseline and right west of Archibald. She's opened new practice there. She'd love to have an intern in there. Hint, hint. Okay? So at that point, it's something to where we talk to people in that field, been around for a while, they'll tell you, yeah, school wasn't easy because of this, this, and this. When you get out, make sure you do this, this, and this. By doing that, you're not reinventing the wheel. I myself have 15, 16 years now of practice. I have experience of talking to another chiropractor coming out of school going, now do this, this, and this. They'll give you the heads up what to look for and what to avoid when you're going through school. Okay, any questions about that? School's not easy. I'm not going to scare you, but you have to get through it. And sometimes easier if you realize what's the big picture. What am I here for? And finding videos and people like that in that field to help you mentor you through that program. Okay, any questions at all? McCann, time?
It's not interesting. The only problem is some of their parents are
here. I know. I want your parents mad at me again. I have my information. My contact me here. These are all my messages if you want. That's my Instagram. You'll see what I put on my videos. Mine's about getting yourself to relax and stay strong. So do that. Enjoy your day. And thanks for coming. Thank you.
Hope this podcast was entertaining as well as educating these students how to become professionals that can, one thing, learn information, apply information, at that point enjoy the experience of going through school, internships, volunteering, and then hopefully enjoying profession in that so they love what they do, love working with patients, and build trust with patients so you, if you're a listener who is a patient, which we all are because we all get sick once in a while or have problems or pain, at that point you understand your doctor needs to be trained initially from high school on so their personal character becomes a reflection of their profession, their vocation, and they have a passion and enjoy it that I think I do overall. All right, so I hope you enjoyed this talk, and the show notes has the full video. You can watch it there. Other podcast videos, too, or go right through iTunes and understand how to look through other podcasts, too. If not, enjoy the week, enjoy your life, enjoy the summer. Have a great day.